Ahead of the presidential primaries in five states next Tuesday, the Republican candidates are striking a more civil tone. Even Donald Trump noted last night's CNN debate in Miami lacked the personal attacks of previous debates.
We're all in this together. We're going to come up with solutions. We're going to find the answers to things. And so far, I cannot believe how civil it's been up here.
For a Friday look at where the race stands, we turn this morning to our regular WBUR political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So did last night's debate do anything to change the dynamic of the GOP race? Do you think Donald Trump has been slowed at all, Todd?
I don't think it does change the dynamic. Yes, it was a more civil debate, more boring, but Donald Trump was Donald Trump. I mean, he wasn't knowledgeable about issues. He was typically superficial, recycling the same lines. Rubio did best. He was more statesmanlike. Kasich was Kasich, not exciting. He didn't stand out as the only civil candidate. And Ted Cruz really didn't give us anything new.
Well, the two big prizes next week are Florida and Ohio. And Marco Rubio may have won Florida last night by being calm, clear, and personal. Likewise, Kasich helped himself in his home state of Ohio. If each one wins his state, Trump's drive to the nomination is slowed.
I agree with Dan that if Trump is to be stopped, Rubio needs to win Florida and Kasich must win Ohio. Those are winner-take-all states. So if Trump is going to be denied the majority of delegates needed to win the nomination, it will likely be at a contested convention.
Well, I want to ask about a brokered convention, but in this context, let's listen to a couple of excerpts from last night's debate, courtesy of CNN, amid questions about a possible brokered convention. Here are Donald Trump first and then Ted Cruz insisting they're the only GOP candidate still capable of winning the White House.
If Marco, if the governor, if Ted had more votes than me in the form of delegates, I think whoever gets the most delegates should win.
There are only two of us that have a path to winning the nomination, Donald and myself. So for the people at home, if you're one of the 65-70% of Republicans who recognizes that if we nominate Donald Trump, Hillary wins. That's why the media wants him to be the nominee so much. If you recognize that, then I want to invite you, if you've supported other candidates, come and join us.
Most Capitol Hill Republicans simply don't like Ted Cruz, but is getting Marco Rubio and John Kasich out of the way, out of this race, the only way to avoid a brokered convention by setting up a Donald Trump-Ted Cruz head-to-head in the remaining contests?
Now, many senators and congressmen think that if either Cruz or Trump is head of the ticket, that the down-ticket candidates will have to distance themselves to survive. The party's fractured, and it's not going to be put back together again by a nominee who is polarizing.
Well, dislike of Cruz only matters if the convention is brokered, or as the Republicans prefer to call it, open. If Cruz wins enough delegates to win the convention, he could be the devil himself, and a lot of people think he is. It won't matter. He'll be the nominee.
Is there any way for the GOP establishment to make peace with Donald Trump, or is it just too late for that, Dan?
Well, you know, it's possible they could slow Trump's climb to the nomination, but they can't stop it. He's the most unpopular front runner in polling history. Just when he goes quiet for a day or two, he does something like advertise his phony products on election night, or he declares that Muslims hate us, or his crowd turns into, like, biker rallies.
Well, Trump promotes himself as a great deal maker and now claims to be a great unifier. Based on his business tactics, he might try enticing them with suggestions of what he could do for them if he's elected president. And you see some Republican operatives who have been praising him in interviews recently. So, yes, Trump will get plenty of establishment support if he is seen as inevitable.
Okay, let's talk now about Democrats for a couple of minutes. Bernie Sanders' upset win in Michigan this week, did it expose weaknesses in the Clinton campaign, at least in heavily union blue-collar states, Dan?
Well, according to the New York Times, her campaign knows that she has to get better on how trade deals are hurting the average American worker. If she can't join the anti-trade club, she's going to have to find very concrete ways to say how she'll put people to work.
Yes, that Sanders can continue to win large industrial states if she's not able to do that. It's very uphill for Sanders on delegates. If you don't count superdelegates, Sanders would have to win 54% of the remaining delegates to have a majority. But if superdelegates remain predominantly pro-Clinton, the number he needs doesn't seem attainable unless he wins states so convincingly that Clinton seems like the weaker general election candidate.
Does Sanders seem poised to parlay his win in Michigan into momentum? And what about the other Rust Belt states coming up, Ohio and Illinois?
Well, Illinois is similar to Michigan. The economy is in bad shape. But it's got stronger Democratic organizations, particularly in Chicago. And that support will translate into bigger turnout for Clinton. But Ohio could be another Michigan with surprising support for Bernie Sanders.
Well, Hillary Clinton really misplayed her hand in Michigan. She focused on Flint's drinking water, and she left Bernie to talk about trade deals that cost blue-collar workers their jobs. She expected a huge black vote, and Sanders cut into that. Sanders outspent her on ads by $1 million. If she doesn't get her campaign on track in Illinois, Ohio, and Missouri, Sanders could win again. But the delegate math, as Todd said, is really against him. He's got about half as many delegates as Hillary Clinton.
I want to look way ahead to the Democratic convention and ask this question, which assumes for the moment that Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee. Can you see a Clinton-Sanders ticket, Dan?
No, there's no balance to such a ticket. A socialist doesn't really help a Democrat. The difference is really a matter of degree.
All right. And looking at the GOP convention, Todd, could you see a Donald Trump, John Kasich, or Ted Cruz ticket?
Well, it's easy to imagine John Kasich as a vice president choice for Trump or for that matter, for Rubio or for Cruz. He as the popular governor in Ohio, his appeal is obvious. You know, no Republican has won election to the presidency without Ohio. But I can't imagine Trump picking Cruz unless he's forced to make a deal with him at the convention.
Okay, thanks to our political team, Republican analyst Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And Democratic analyst Ann Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.